This political season is proving fierce, not just on the campaign trail, but in church pulpits. The debate over same-sex marriage is prompting some conservative preachers to speak out in unusually partisan ways. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, critics say they are crossing a legal line and endorsing candidates.
Jerry Johnston, senior pastor of First Family Church in Overland Park, Kansas, remembers when the clarion call came. The Kansas State Senate had just passed a bill to allow citizens to vote on a state amendment that would define marriage as between a man and a woman. He went to watch the House vote on May 4th.
I was standing along the railing at the Kansas House of Representatives and watched representatives cast their vote, get up, and as if they were at a sprint, race out of the state house. And I turned to Senator Nick Jordan. I said, "What are they doing?" He said, "Jerry, they're voting against it. And they're running because they don't want to be accountable for their vote."
Johnston, whose Southern Baptist Church has 3,000 members, began to work with scores of other pastors across the state to hand out voter guides and to try to register 100,000 new voters before November. That galvanized the other camp. Caroline McKnight of the Mainstream Coalition says she knew if a pastor uses his pulpit to endorse or condemn a political candidate, the IRS can revoke the church's tax-exempt status. So, she says,
we had about 100 volunteers, and we randomly assigned them each to two places to attend a church other than their own in the month of July. We gave them a little check sheet, and we sent them the information that would tell them what was and wasn't appropriate. And then we asked them to send back any examples that they thought were questionable.
But, she says, none of the clergy crossed the line.
They know where the line is. They know exactly what they can and cannot say. And they stop just short of the magic words, which are vote for or vote against.
Pastor Johnston says churches know that one wrong word will be reported to the IRS, but he says that's no excuse for sending in spies. Many say this shows how pitched the battle for votes has become, and the key issue is gay marriage.
The evangelical church has been a sleeping giant, and I'm telling you, it's going to wake up over this issue.
That's Ronnie Floyd, the senior pastor of First Baptist Church of Springdale, Arkansas. Floyd says this election is critical and the church faithful need to be educated. So on July 4th, Floyd gave his 14,000-member flock a tutorial on the presidential candidates. He did not name names, but as he spoke, pictures appeared on a giant screen.
One candidate believes that marriage is a God-ordained institution between one man and one woman.
A picture of President Bush flashed on the screen.
The other was one of only 14 U.S. senators to vote against the Defense of Marriage Act of 1996.
A smaller image of Senator John Kerry appeared. The two pictures continued to alternate as he talked about abortion, terrorism, and other issues. The sermon caught the attention of Barry Lynn, executive director of Americans United for the Separation of Church and State.
It was way over the line. It was clearly a candidate endorsement, and frankly, you would have to have been a recent immigrant from the planet Mars not to watch that so-called sermon and not realize you were supposed to be voting for George Bush.
Lynn reported Pastor Floyd to the IRS, demanding an investigation into his church's tax-exempt status. Lynn did the same with Jerry Falwell after Falwell endorsed President Bush in a newsletter that's connected to his ministry. And before that, Lynn asked the IRS to investigate the Catholic Diocese of Colorado Springs after the bishop there said parishioners should not vote for candidates who support abortion rights. Ronnie Floyd says it's the clergy's job to discuss the moral issues of the day, and that's what bothers Lynn.
I know what Mr. Lynn is trying to do. He's trying to intimidate me. He's trying to intimidate every pastor in this country. He's trying to intimidate the evangelical church to stay home. Because if he can get us not involved in the issues and stay at home, then his liberal agenda will be fulfilled.
And if past is prologue, former IRS Commissioner Don Alexander says evangelical pastors have little reason to worry.
Afro-American churches for years have made endorsements from the pulpit. The IRS hadn't done anything about it. This year, it seems that the evangelical churches are doing the same thing that the black churches did, and IRS is probably doing nothing about it.
The IRS has only once, some say twice, revoked a church's tax-exempt status for politicking. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.